Chapter 26 Number 2 Huck as Guard. They waited 3 nights. The 4th night was dark enough. The public house was closed at a late hour, but Tom and Huck were near. Indian Joe had not been seen. No other person had been seen in the street behind the house. The two adventurers moved quietly toward the door in the darkness. Huck stopped to remain as a guard, and Tom went forward. Then there was a long wait. To Huck, it seemed like hours. What had happened to Tom? Had he died from fear? Huck's breathing was very fast, and his heart beat madly. Suddenly, Tom came rushing out.
Run! Run for your life!
They never stopped running until they were at the other end of the village. There stood an old building, now not used. As they entered, rain began to fall heavily.
Huck, it was fearful. I tried and tried to open the door, and then suddenly it opened without effort. I stepped into the room and, Huck, I almost stepped on Indian Joe's hand.
No.
Yes! He was there, asleep on the floor, drunk, I believe. I turned and ran.
Tom, did you see that box?
Huck, I did not wait to look around. I did not see the box. I did not see any cross. I only saw a cup on the floor beside Indian Joe and more to drink. The room is full of it.
Tom, if Indian Joe is drunk, now is the time to get that box.
Is it? You get it.
Huck began to shake. No, I believe not.
And I believe not, Huck. Listen, Huck, wait until we know that Indian Joe is not in there. We can watch every night. Then we can go fast and get that box.
I agree. Let me watch all night and every night. You do the other part of the job.
I will. And now the rain has stopped. You go and watch. And when you want me at night, come to my window and make a noise like a cat.